All right, we're back. This is Who's Talking, final segment tonight with Habbo, Terry Gates, and Frank Maloney in studio. All right, Habbo, you've got some Olympic sports report information. Also, before we do that, let's remind our listeners that next week we have UVA head basketball coach Tony Bennett will be our featured guest. Looking forward to his visit. We have invited UVA head tennis coach Brian Boland, whose team just tied the longest win streak in school history again. So we're going to go to the Olympic Sports Report, and Habbo has lots of news.
Yeah, since you mentioned tennis, they did lose at the National Team Indoor Championship. First time they had won it several years in a row, but they lost to Ohio State.
In the semis.
In the semis, 4-3, so a good match, but who knows, that may be a blessing in disguise, take some of the pressure of that win streak off. Virginia baseball lost their opening game to Kentucky, but then bounced back against VMI and UNC Wilmington. So they're 2-1 in their first weekend of action. I noticed that their baseball game at home against William & Mary was delayed from Tuesday until Wednesday. So
yes,
that's a Wednesday game in Charlottesville against William & Mary. Dom Starcia, our friend Dom, his 250th win at Virginia, another blowout one-goal win. I mean,
that's the way he likes them. You know, he likes them close.
3-0, all one-goal wins, but, you know, one's enough.
3-0, still. The men's lacrosse team is still 3-0, and they're number 7 in the nation, and they finally got some excellent goalie play late in the game, and Barrett made a huge save. Virginia came down. I think they somehow found Cockerton again, and Cockerton rips a game winner. There was a shot, a scramble in front of the net. Cockerton picks it up and fires it in to win the game. So
yeah, 15 seconds to go in the game, and
wow.
Terry can appreciate that. So it always never ceases to amaze me the difference in your emotions between winning by one and losing by one.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Brutal.
So that's it. Yeah. You know, Virginia wrestling, the 12th ranked Virginia wrestling team, they rolled over George Mason 34-3. They finished with the second most dual wins in program history, a record of 18-3.
Does it say when the ACC tournament is?
It probably does. ACC tournament looks March the 8th.
So there's some time between now and then.
We got to have
Steve Garland back.
We've had him on the show several times. And last but not least, the Virginia women's basketball team beat the Hokies for the 16th consecutive time. So I always want to mention that. So the Virginia women's team hasn't had the best of years, but nevertheless, they certainly have had a dominant performance in recent years over Virginia Tech.
All right, so let's look at the upcoming ACC schedule. All right, tonight, Tar Heels at Florida State. Who wins the game? Terry?
Well, I think Florida State kind of an upset there because they're 6-7. They need us to get back to 7-7. They got a big game at Pittsburgh on Sunday.
Habbo?
I think Carolina's playing well. I'm going to go Carolina.
All right. Tuesday night, Wahoos down in Blacksburg. Predict a score here.
65-53, Virginia.
Terry?
70-52.
All right. I'm going to say 72-59. Wahoos will prevail. I predict at halftime it's nip and tuck. All right, we have 30 seconds before we sign off tonight. Habbo, final thoughts.
A couple of big games. Duke, North Carolina is a big game in the league, and as well as the game on Saturday that we will, after we beat Notre Dame Saturday, we'll be hurrying home to see Duke and Syracuse on TV at 6 o'clock.
Terry, any thoughts? Quick.
Take one game at a time.
All right, Wahoos, let's go get them. Let's take down the Hokies and then beat Notre Dame on Saturday. Go Hoos.
Absolutely. Go Hoos. We'll